Peace FM.
Check, check. There we go.
106.7. Ponce. The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Do you want to play your part in saving our planet? Join the Absa Plant 100 Trees School Challenge, open to all primary and secondary schools. Your school stands a chance to win desks, solar solutions, football and netball jerseys, plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at absa.africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. T's and C's apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Good afternoon. The headlines. Livingston mayor acquitted of corruption charges. CCPC records 17.6 billion kwacha in approved mergers in 2025. And in global news, jihadist group releases video it claims shows attack on Niamey Air Base. With the 13 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. The Livingston Magistrate Court has acquitted Livingston Mayor Constance Muleavai of two counts of corrupt practices. Delivering judgment this morning, Senior Lusaka Resident Magistrate Trevor Kasanda, sitting in Livingston, found Ms. Muleavai not guilty of the two offences linked to the corrupt soliciting of funds from Mark Gabite, the owner of Zam Nuka Farm Limited. Magistrate Kasanda ruled that the state failed to prove the allegations levelled against the Livingston City Mayor beyond reasonable doubt, on the basis that Mr. Gabite's refuted claims of solicitation when he testified before court. Allegations were that Ms. Muleavai, between the 1st of August and 31st of September 2023, as Livingston mayor, corruptly solicited 120,000 kwacha from Mark Gabite. In the second count, it was alleged that during the same period, the mayor corruptly solicited and obtained 180,000 kwacha in cash as a bribe to facilitate 100% remission of property rates owed to the Livingston City Council by Zam Nuka Farm Limited. However, the court found that the evidence presented was insufficient to sustain the charges and consequently acquitted Ms. Muleavai on both counts. Police in Lusaka have arrested a 44-year-old woman identified as Ruth Mwanza of Zaf Twin Palm Base in connection with the murder of her 29-year-old neighbor identified as Maureen Mwemba. Zambia Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilabi has confirmed the incident, which occurred on the 30th of January 2026, after the suspect allegedly found her husband with the now deceased in their matrimonial home. Mr. Chilavi says the suspect reportedly dragged the victim outside the house and assaulted her, leading to her hospitalization and eventual death on the 31st of January 2026. He says police initially received a report of assault occasioning actual bodily harm, but reclassified the case to murder after Mwemba's death. Mr. Chilavu says the suspect remains in police custody as investigations continue, with a motive yet to be determined.
Preliminary investigations indicate that on January 30, 2026, the suspect allegedly left her residence around 17 hours with her two children and returned around 22 hours only to find her house locked. After forcing the door open, she allegedly found her husband in the company of the now deceased inside their matrimonial home. It is alleged that the suspect forcibly dragged her outside the house and assaulted her. The victim was rushed to a clinic within Zaf Twin Palm Base and was later referred to Minor Soko Medical Center, where she was admitted to the intensive care unit and placed on life support. Sadly, Maureen Mwemba succumbed to her injuries in the morning of January 31, 2026, while receiving treatment at Minor Soko Medical Center.
The Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, CCPC, last year handled 103 merger and acquisition transactions valued at approximately 17.6 billion kwacha, marking one of its strongest performances in recent years. Addressing the media on the 2025 performance in Osaka this morning, CCPC Executive Director Eunice Hamahwa said the number of merger transactions reviewed during the year remained at the same high level recorded in 2024 and significantly above the 63 transactions recorded in 2023, reflecting sustained investment activity across the economy. Mrs. Hamahwa disclosed that the approved mergers facilitated the creation and preservation of 1,191 direct and indirect jobs, underscoring the role of effective merger regulation in supporting economic growth while safeguarding competition. She noted that merger activity spanned a wide range of sectors, including manufacturing, mining, agriculture, real estate, transport and logistics, banking, ICT and health, among others. In the mining sector, Mrs. Hamahwa says the commission authorized major transactions, including the sale of a 45% shareholding in Consolidated Gold Company of Zambia Limited by ZCCMIH, while in manufacturing, the commission approved the acquisition of Cloten Steel by BSI Steel Holdings after establishing that the transaction raised no competition or public interest concerns. Meanwhile, Mrs. Hamahwa revealed that the commission resolved 1,145 consumer complaints and facilitated refunds and remedies valued at 4.86 million kwacha, while joint inspections across 85 districts led to the seizure of goods worth over 600,000 kwacha.
Major transactions deliver significant economic benefits to the country. Through the review and authorization of major acquisition, firms are able to reduce production costs and improve productivity by leveraging economies of scale. Additional benefits include job creation and increased investment, as larger and more efficient firms are often better positioned to invest in innovation, research, and development.
The Zambia Bureau of Standards, ZABS, has signed an implementation memorandum of understanding with the South African Bureau of Standards, SABS, aimed at strengthening cooperation and enhancing trade between Zambia and South Africa. Speaking during the signing ceremony in Lusaka this morning, ZABS Executive Director Nathan Singambwa said the agreement will help assure the safety and quality of products exchanged between the two countries. Mr. Singambwa explained that the MOU will enable producers to meet required standards while giving consumers confidence that the goods they purchase are safe and of high quality.
What we are undertaking today is building upon that foundation created for pathway for our industries, our professionals, and our economies to benefit from. Therefore, today is about action. It's about moving from intention to implementation and ultimately impact from agreement to delivery and from vision to result. Standards, at their core, are about this. They protect consumers, they protect, support and support businesses and help countries trade with confidence.
Meanwhile, SABS Chief Operations Officer Tawo Sepuru said the agreement will ensure that products traded between the two countries meet similar levels of standardization.
Standards are the source and the basis of performance. Without standards, Zambian products will only end here. Without standards, South African products will only end in South Africa and nowhere else. And so, the giving effect to the signed MOU in the form of an implementation plan, we are holding each other accountable on what we should deliver for both the country's citizens as well as businesses.
In global news, the so-called Islamic State has released a new video to show its attack on an Air Force base in Niger's capital, Niamey. The footage was aired by the Amaq news agency yesterday, part of the jihadist group's propaganda wing. Four soldiers were injured and several aircraft damaged in Thursday's assault on the international airport. The BBC now reports on other global stories.
Nigerian police say 80 Christian worshippers abducted by gunmen last month have been undergoing medical checks after returning home. The mass kidnapping targeted three churches in the Kaduna state. Police say dozens managed to escape their captors on the day of the attack and have been hiding in nearby villages for weeks. Palestinians have started to enter the Rafah border crossing between Gaza and Egypt that's largely been kept closed for the past 2 years. Israel is allowing some Palestinians back into the territory after receiving medical treatment in Egypt.